of the reasons some people still risk the possible horror of a first date is the possible magic of the goodnight kiss at the front door.
It was so good.
I had a great time.
So did I.
The world slows down just for a second as some people take that hopeful lean into a possible future together.
Around my mouth.
Ew!
How do you think I felt? His tongue actually licked my teeth.
I don't get it. Did he want to fuck you or fluff you?
Bad kissers are the worst. The worst. When it comes to the worst, they're at the top. The top of the worst. He has these sweet little lips. I thought he would be a good kisser. See, that's a scary thing. You can never tell. They look totally normal.
Until their pointy tongue is darting in and out of your mouth.
Oh, stabby little pointy tongue. That is the worst of the worst.
No. What's worse is when they expect you to do all the work, and their tongue just lays there in your mouth like a clam.
Ew!
A clam mouth! That's the worst!
At that point, I say, get that thing out of my mouth, put it in the cab, and take its lazy ass home.
You dump a guy because of a bad kiss?
Honey, you have to. I mean, if their tongue's just gonna lay there, what do you think their dick's gonna do?
Point taken. Maybe we can work on it. Practice makes perfect.
No. Dump him. A bad kisser is a non-negotiable.
I am not gonna dump Brad just because of that.
Then might I suggest you change his name from Brad to Bad?
But I really like him. I mean, well, I did until...
Until his tongue was in your stomach?
Ew! I'm going to have to ask you ladies to hold it down. This is a respectable restaurant.
Adina Williams was my newspaper's former food editor and the chef and proud owner of Fusion, a restaurant whose specialty was a mingling of trendy food with soul food. Martha Stewart meets Puff Daddy on a plate.
So... salmon with okra.
Oh,
salmon with okra.
Trust me, this time next year, okra will be the new edamame.
Hey, sis, we're leaving. You want to come say goodbye?
Everybody, this is my successful brother who brings me tons of that juicy music industry business.
Hi.
Now, listen, I gotta go, but I'm sending over dessert.
No.
Pecan and praline pie.
Yes.
Didn't I meet you at the Columbia Records party for Jennifer Lopez?
I don't think so. My PR firm handled it, but I'm sure I'd remember meeting you.
Well, I guess I just saw you. Siobhan Williams, artist rep for...
Tommy Boy Records. I remember from the guest list.
You're good.
Samantha Jones, if you ever need me for a party...
Ladies, I apologize for interrupting. Have a pleasant evening.
You too.
Bye.
Could he be any cuter?
You gotta love a fella who loves the jewelry.
Oh, that is one fine-looking man. I'd like to get me some of that.
Don't talk like that.
Like what?
You know.
Oh, relax with the knee-jerk liberal reaction. That wasn't black talk. That was sex talk.
Okay, first of all, it isn't black talk. It's African-American talk. And you shouldn't be talking like that at all, Samantha. It's rude and politically incorrect.
Sweetie, a reminder, Samantha is rude and politically incorrect.
She's an equal opportunity offender.
Precisely. I don't see color. I see conquest.
Talk about affirmative action.
The next morning, I had just settled down with a coffee cup full of fresh coffee and a coffee table full of fresh fashion magazines when...
Who is it?
Mr. Wright. Have you seen the New York Times style section?
You know I can't handle hard news before noon.
There's a beautiful man downtown selling beautiful furniture. We're going.
Sanford, I got a whole afternoon planned with Australian Vogue. I'm not just going to drop everything to go downtown to see some cute guy.
He's straight.
I'll get my purse. All these people with nothing better to do than ogle some lowly craftsmen? Pathetic.
Really? Look at this place. It's nothing but baguettes and baguettes.
Ooh.
If you see anything you like, just tell them you're a designer. These places always give a discount. That's how I get 50 bucks off my end table.
Oh, geez, you're a classy guy.
His name was Aiden Shaw. He was warm, masculine, and classic American. Just like his furniture.
Jesus Christ, the dog is overkill.
Go get him.
Excuse me?
He's perfect for you. I'll come visit you and the children at your country cabin upstate.
I think we're staring. Look away.
His name was Marty Mendelson. He was warm, stylish, and classic gay, just like his outfit.
He's a fantastic designer and single.
Go get him. I'll come visit you when the swatches at your country cabin upstate. Hey, doggy. Hi. Hi. Oh. Okay. Down. Bad doggy, down.
Oh.
Down.
Hey. Baby, there you go.
You should get that creature a chew toy or something.
Look, to his credit, he only picks the best-looking ladies.
You can't imagine how flattered I am.
I mean,
I'm humiliated.
It's my fault. I shouldn't let him run around loose in the store.
Oh, this is your store? I had no idea.
As soon as I heard the lie come out of my mouth, I knew I was kinda interested.
This is a beautiful chair.
This is my favorite piece in the shop.
Oh, you say that about every piece, right?
Not really. This leather's about 100 years old. I stripped it off an old railroad car seat. Here, feel this.
I'll take it.
I wasn't really in the market for a big leather chair, but suddenly I had to have whatever it was that I just felt.
I'm a designer. Carrie Bradshaw. Carrie Bradshaw Designs.
Okay, let's see. With the designer discount and the dog humiliation factor. How's that?
How soon can it be delivered?
I can get it to you the end of the week.
In New York City retail lingo, that meant I kinda like you too.
Cool. I just got a couple questions. Where do you want it delivered, and can I take you out to dinner sometime?
Will you knock another $10 off?
The dog humping aside, it was one of those perfect New York Saturdays.
I'm back!
And uptown at Miranda's, Steve was having an even better Saturday.
Guess what happened? It's so fucking great.
What?
You know how at halftime at the Knicks game, when they pick somebody to try to make a half-court shot for $1 million prize?
Kinda, but go ahead.
Well, next Tuesday, it's fucking me. They picked my name from the contest I entered at Sam Goody's.
Well, great.
Yeah. No, Miranda, it's not great. $1 million. It's fucking great.
Yes, Steve, it is fucking great. But just don't get your hopes up. It's a kind of tough shot, isn't it?
I have for other guys, but they don't have my moves, see?
Okay.
You know what the problem here is? You don't know how good I am. Don't let these legs fool you. I'm fucking great.
I like your little legs.
Okay, let's go down to the playground right now. I'll show you.
No, please. I believe you. You've got the moves. Woo!
No. I don't want no charity. Seeing is believing. Next Saturday, you come down to the playground and watch me shoot. Promise? Promise?
Oh! Hey! That's Ralph Lauren paint.
Yeah, I'll buy you more. I'm a fucking millionaire!
I have a crush.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good. You haven't had a real crush in a while. Not since Big.
Big wasn't a crush, he was a crash. His name is Aiden. And I believe him to be very cute.
So cute. I bought a share I couldn't afford just because he made it.
Did he ask you out? So the chair's a write-off. I haven't had a crush since Sean Cassidy.
No way.
Sadly, yes. At this age, I'd have to say I'm crush-proof.
What about Steve?
Oh, God, right. I forgot about my boyfriend. Is that normal?
You're asking me?
Steve thinks he's going to win $1 million.
You told me.
I guess I have to keep repeating it until I believe it. It's totally illogical. And then he wants me to be all supportive.
Well?
Well, what? It's a half-court shot. They're actual Knicks who can't make it. I would have no trouble supporting him if it was a real dream, like opening his own bar or something. But this is just silly.
Isn't that what you couples do? Support each other's silly dreams?
You're asking me?
Later that week, Siobhan invited Samantha to go uptown and hear an artist he was thinking of signing.
Back to the line, motherfucker! Steady right! Steady right!
Samantha had been in the New York club scene for years, this was the first time she was expected to spread without at least the offer of a cocktail.
Whatever, my nigga, uh-huh, we can get on!
This right here is DJ Old Man.
Within a matter of minutes, Samantha felt perfectly at home in Siobhan's world.
Hey, guys, I'm Samantha.
What's up, Samantha?
And within a matter of hours, Siobhan was perfectly at home in Samantha's home.
Do you like this groove?
Hmm.
It's a new kid out of Philly.
I'm surprised it's so soft. I thought all rap had a harder edge.
It can be hard or soft. Hmm. Like you. I mean, you have so much attitude up front. Look at you now. Soft. Sweet.
Sweet? Me?
Who do you think you're fooling?
You know, I don't usually sleep with men who have nicer accessories than me. Where did you get these fabulous earrings?
Tiffany.
Where else? I hope you can sleep in a little.
Sleep?
Samantha rarely asked a man to stay over, but she just couldn't resist having breakfast with his Tiffany. One of the reasons some people still risk the possible horror of a first date is the possible magic of the goodnight kiss at the front door.
You know, my dog, he's obsessed with you. He kept me up talking all night. Her leg, man, her leg. Finally had to say, Pete,
let her go, man. It's over.
I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a designer. I'm a writer.
What was that? Fiction?
I wanted the discount. It's shameful but true. But don't worry. I only lie about furniture. Nothing else. Mm. Are you upset?
You smoke?
Oh, just a little.
The minute I heard the lie come out of my mouth, I realized just how much I kind of liked him. If it bothers you, I just...
Well, I had a great time.
Hmm. I can taste that cigarette.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have an Altoid.
Gary, I think you just...
No, I totally get it. I have a mint here. They're curiously strong.
Look.
Here, can you just hold that for a second?
Sure.
Thanks. Sorry.
I don't want to be a jerk, but I can't date a smoker.
Oh. So... Really?
It's a thing I have.
I couldn't believe what my crush was saying. I was crushed. Later that night, I couldn't help but wonder, when the hell did dating become so dump-friendly? What happened to the time when a bad kiss or a cigarette or even a ridiculous dream was just part of a person's portfolio? In today's volatile dating market, is it wise to liquidate certain stocks at the very first sign that they might not perform as well as expected? Or are there certain things one should try and negotiate in relationships? What are the deal breakers?
I think it's really sexy when you lightly touch your lips to mine.
Never one to trade a stock before it had matured, a determined and patient Charlotte decided to teach bad how to kiss good.
You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I like it when you slowly open your mouth and just sort of tickle my lips with the tip of your tongue.
You like that?
And with just a little gentle negotiating, Brad's stock suddenly began to rise.
Okay, stop! Stop it! You're sucking too hard! And for the record, my mouth is up here.
Is there a problem?
I can't do this! Brad, you're a bad kisser.
Come on. It's my thing. Where are you going?
And downtown at Marty Mendelssohn, some other people were experiencing a much more successful first kiss.
Let's move into the bedroom.
These are my dolls. I've been collecting them for years.
I had no idea.
This is the Queen of Siam. She's my favorite. Bisque China face. She's a real collector's item.
Uh-huh.
And this is Mary, Queen of Scots.
Are they all queens?
No, just the ones from Madame Alexander's.
Well, help me clear off the bed.
No, no, no. The Southern Belle sits on the table.
Stanford wondered if he was enough of a queen to make love to a queen who collected queens. And uptown at Fusion, Samantha was feeling a bit like a queen herself.
Did I tell you how beautiful you look tonight?
Hey, what's up, genius?
Well, genius's overtired ass is dragging all over this fool restaurant. Oh, you know, Aunt Alice and her friends are leaving now in case you want to go pay your respects.
Our favorite aunt. I introduce you.
No, 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 no. Aunt Alice is out the door already. You go, and I'll sit here and talk with Samantha. Mm. Yeah?
Oh, how was everything?
Ah, perfection. Siobhan is right. You are a genius.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And now I have a non-food-related question.
Mm.
What's going on between you and my brother?
What do you mean?
Well, you've been in here together like 2 or 3 times.
Well, we're dating. Why?
So you're not just fucking?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but no, we're not just fucking. We actually really like each other.
No, I don't want you seeing my brother.
Excuse me?
I don't approve.
But you don't even know me.
Let's get all personal here. I'm sure you're a very nice person, but you're white. And I have a problem with my only brother getting serious with a white woman.
Apparently to Adina, Samantha's skin was a non-negotiable.
How can you even say that to me?
Listen, that's how I feel. I'm never going to approve, and my approval means a lot to my brother. So why don't you just save us all a lot of time and trouble and get out now before anybody gets hurt? I'll send over some Mississippi mud pie.
Samantha realized the only place Adina was interested in fusion was on a plate.
Talk about politically incorrect. She can't diss me just because I'm white.
Please tell me you didn't say diss.
Maybe you should stop saying it, Samantha. Race is a very big issue.
No, there is no reason to bring race into this. Siobhan is a sweet man. We have great sex, and he happens to have the biggest
black cock we know. He has a big black cock.
I was about to say biggest heart. But now that you're so interested, yes, he does have a big black cock.
It's big African-American cock. Right, Charlotte? Don't make fun of me. My chin hurts.
Yeah, exactly what happened there?
He raped my face. I'm never seeing him again.
To Charlotte York, a black and blue chin was a deal breaker.
Well, I am not about to back down to her. That is just not who I am.
Yeah, Samantha's right. She shouldn't have to sacrifice who she is just because somebody else has a problem with it.
Thank you.
It's like me with smoking, you know? It's too bad that Aiden had a problem with it. But you have to accept people for who they are.
Wait, you're choosing cigarettes over a cute guy?
He's not that cute.
You bought furniture. He was so cute.
Okay, but for him to dump me like that over a little thing like smoking.
Smoking is not a little thing. It's a dirty, disgusting habit, and you're killing yourself.
Thank you, Chin.
Really, Carrie, we all hate it. We just put up with it because we love you. Now you have a reason to quit, so quit.
You know, I really don't appreciate being ganged up on.
Who's ganging up on you?
Smoking is a part of who I am. I will quit when I want to quit, and it won't be because some cute guy told me to. Right, Samantha?
No, honey. Fighting a battle for Siobhan is one thing, but holding on to those nasty cigarettes, well, that's just whack.
Please tell me she didn't just say whack.
It's all total bullshit. What is wrong with cigarettes?
Nothing. They're fabulous.
not like you have a hideous doll collection or something.
You think that's an overreaction to a repressed childhood or something?
Who cares? It's fucking freaky. I was willing to overlook his receding hair, but the dollies? No.
So it's goodbye, Dolly?
It's too bad. I kind of liked him.
Well, Stanny, if I may call you that, maybe you should reconsider. When was the last time someone you had a crush on asked you out?
You're no one to talk, Miss Marlboro Lights.
Yeah, you're right. I am no one to talk. Maybe I could quit, you know, just a little, till I see what's up. A2?
Fine. But I just can't see myself getting all excited because my boyfriend's 3-foot Lady Di doll is arriving from QVC.
Okay, books away, let's go.
What?
Time to go shoot hoops.
Oh, right, I can't. I got behind on this file.
No, you don't. Let's go. Come on, you promised.
They messengered this overlaid. It has to be ready first thing Monday. I don't have time to go watch you shoot hoops.
I asked you to do one thing, one time for me, and you can't do it. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is with the attitude?
You know how many law things I've been through, how many times I do what you want?
Why are you getting so upset? It's just a stupid half-court shot.
Not to me, it's not! Why do you always have to be so pessimistic? You can't make that shot.
Steve, come on!
It's not just the shot, it's everything. We can't move in together. This isn't gonna work. If this is ever gonna work, I need you to believe in us a little more. I need you to believe in me, even if you think it is fucking stupid.
Never did win the big money at Madison Square Garden, but having Miranda show up for him that day made him feel like $1 million.
You were robbed! Robbed! Do over!
Okay! Oh!
Don't get any ideas.
Hey, Pete! Go!
This really isn't fair. You know, he was just starting it over you.
Look, since you negotiated such a good price for me on the chair, maybe I could negotiate a little deal for you on the smoking.
What kind of deal?
Well, I've been thinking about quitting anyway, so why not now? Ta-da. No cigarettes.
Can you do that?
See, I think maybe you think I'm more of a smoker than I actually am. I only have, like, a cigarette with cocktails.
I'm just about done here. You want to get some coffee?
The second I heard him say coffee, I knew I kind of wanted a cigarette. I love it. It was one of those great early dates where you have so much to say that coffee turns into a movie turns into a long walk, and a long walk turns into the beginning of cold turkey rehab.
Want to get a bite to eat, some dinner?
I was completely ready to trade in my crush.
All right.
When it dawned on me just how much I was willing to give up for a cigarette.
Well, maybe a quick bite.
Her name is Sheba.
She's French.
Meanwhile, back in the Valley of the Dolls, Stanford decided that there was something even more rare than a porcelain French face. His passion.
Oh, no, wait, the doll. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
To Marty Mendelsohn, a broken face was a deal breaker.
Adina!
And uptown, Samantha was about to come face to face with her own deal breaker.
Hey, what's up?
You tell me, I just got here.
You know, Samantha. So, what's my favorite girl drink?
Margarita.
Coming right up.
What are you doing here? I told you I don't want you dating my brother.
Adina, I'm a lovely person. At least get to know me, then hate me.
This is not a game. This is my brother we're talking about.
You know, for a woman with such a progressive view of world food...
You know, that's business. This is family.
I don't understand.
What I'll say to you, Clay. I don't care how many Jennifer Lopez-looking dresses you have hanging up in your closet. You don't belong in here. You can never understand what I'm talking about. This is a black thing. Now, would you please go and leave my brother alone?
As Samantha turned to leave, she suddenly realized this wasn't a black thing. It was a Samantha thing. She'd never backed down to a loudmouth bitch before, and she wasn't about to start now. Excuse me, but no woman, no matter what color, has the right to tell me who I can or cannot fuck.
Get your little white pussy away from my brother.
Get your big black ass out of my face.
Oh, and your okra wasn't all that.
Hours into the world's longest date, all I could think was, 5 more minutes and I can dump this bozo and smoke the emergency cigarette hidden in my purse.
Would you like to see a dessert menu?
I'll take a look.
Oh my God, I forgot. I have that deadline. I have to go.
Oh, wait, I'll walk with you.
No, I mean, stay. Enjoy your dessert. I'm fine.
Carrie, we got a little problem.
What can I say? Adina has always been there for me. I mean, ever since Mom died, it's only been the two of us. Adina has her issues. And you had to go and insult her food, so... You mean the world to me. But Adina, she's my blood.
Samantha knew the real problem wasn't her little white pussy. It was the fact that Siobhan was a big black pussy who wouldn't stand up to his sister. And for Samantha Jones, that was the deal breaker. It was too bad we had to end, but that's the way it goes, I guess. We had some good times together, and I'm pretty sure we could have had more. But it's over. In the end, I really did it for me. I just hope he's worth it.